Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
UK bond yields, or the interest rate on a loan to that government, were at a 28-year high yesterday. It appears as if the markets don't like the idea of replacing a centrist such as Keir Starmer with a potentially free-spending left-wing prime minister. So what does the UK need to do that would work for its citizens and its economy without upsetting the incredibly powerful bond dealers? Gavin McGall runs McGall Partners Consultancy and the YouTube site Stories Behind Power and Reputation and is on the line. Good morning, Gavin.
Morning, Joe.
Now, how would you describe the overall UK economy or the health of the UK economy at the moment?
It's extremely poor, Joe. You've got inflation going up, debt going up, and pretty much no growth in the economy. And it's really not good today because of what's going on in the bond markets. You'll remember James Carville, who was Bill Clinton's cowboy boot-wearing advisor back in the day, who said it's the economy, stupid, in 1992, famously. Well, he once said that he wanted to come back in the next life as the bond market because you can intimidate everybody. And that's exactly what we're seeing happening in the UK economy today, and it's becoming a clash between politics and the economy because both sides believe in different things.
Yes, indeed, and the bond markets are inching upwards because they believe that Britain might swap out Keir Starmer for someone who might spend a little bit more when Britain doesn't have the money.
Yeah, that's right. This isn't punishment, actually, for Starmer or anything he's done wrong. The markets have broadly supported him precisely because of what he represents relative to the alternatives on the left of his party. So he represents fiscal discipline, a functioning relationship with the Office of Budget Responsibility, a chancellor who doesn't seem to go rogue. And markets love that. But what they can't price in is a vacuum. And right now, with the economy and with the destabilisation of politics, that looks what the UK's got. You've got this massive split happening in terms of whether Starmer should come or go. And then yesterday, the bond market suddenly got a face on it in the UK because Jamie Dimon, widely regarded as the most powerful banker in Wall Street, went on Bloomberg television and in a very polite way said to Britain what exactly was at stake. He said that Starmer's a very bright and smart guy and he thinks the world of Rachel Reeves, but they've got to be tough. And Downing Street press officer could hardly have written it better, Joe. But then came the sting. He said if the Labour government or a new Labour government under the soft left, so to speak, was to raise taxes on banks to enable more expenditure, JP Morgan would pull $3 billion of investment in the UK. So it's suddenly become conditional. But then in response to that, Joe, one Labour MP who I have to admit I've never heard of, called Paula Barker, was speaking to Times Radio, and she said, and I quote, "The markets will have to fall into line." That exchange tells you everything about where Britain is right now.
It really does, because markets don't fall into line for any politician, but also it does come across a little bit like bullying from bankers, which won't go down well either in the body politics. How would the markets react to a reform UK government, given the fact they're obviously very anti-immigration, but very pro-billionaire in their stance?
Yeah, it all comes down to expenditure, though, Joe, doesn't it? Because reform actually are populist, so they're quite loose with their expenditure propositions. So I think we've got more time, really, until that becomes priced into the bond market. It's certainly part of the destabilisation. What I would say, though, just on all of this, is in the last 30 years, the bond markets have applied serious pressure on governments at least six times. So, you know, think Clinton 1993, Berlusconi in Italy in 2011, Greece and the Eurozone through the debt crisis, Liz Truss, we all know about in 2022, Donald Trump just last year, twice, by the way. And the bond market won every single time, six from six. So whether you're reform, whether you're the Labour MPs wanting to spend more, you're going to start paying attention to that. There's a reason why Ed Miliband's been working the city boardrooms to try and have conversations to show he's a sensible potential chancellor. And reform have been doing the same thing. Richard Tice has been working the boardrooms as well.
That's interesting that because David Miliband, former Labour Party leader, now in cabinet, he would be perceived as a left winger. Now, this really does matter, though, in terms of what happens, because last year, 8% of government spending, around £110 billion, was spent on debt interest alone. It was 4% in 2020. So in 6 years, it has doubled the amount that is spent by the UK government every year just to spend on the debt interest. So getting this problem solved really does matter.
Oh, it really does. And look, you know, if we're being honest about it, Keir Starmer had an opportunity to get ahead of all this. He had a massive majority. What he's failed to do is take hard decisions with that massive majority. And what it's leaving is an opportunity. Only yesterday, I was speaking to a strategist who's working with the Conservative Party, who are in really, really failing at the minute. But even they are saying we can see a route through to winning the election if we focus in on being honest about the economy and taking hard decisions, because the expenditure in play is just not sustainable. So things such as welfare, things such as the triple lock on pensions that's in place in the UK, all of that has to go if you want to have a stronger military and you want your kids to have a future. And that sort of honesty is going to become much, much to the fore, I think. The problem here is you've got a split in the Labour Party between those who want to have a little bit more honesty and those who just want to spend because they believe that is the route to making people happy.
And very briefly, any chance that Starmer, in order to stay in power, would simply say, that's it, we're going back in to the single market and the customs union, and we will offer you a referendum on Brexit if we get re-elected?
Well, I think that's certainly the direction of travel, Joe. But he said on Monday in his Sea of His Job speech that he didn't believe any solution could be incremental, and then set out an incremental approach to that, which slightly surprised people. You know, Burnham would definitely want to go down that route. We've seen Sadiq Khan, the Mayor of London, say pretty much that. Starmer's holding back, and he's holding back partly because Reform are running amok in those red wall seats in the north of England, which voted anti-Europe. But, you know, let's see. I think this is a time for big ideas, and I'm not sure Starmer's the guy for that.
Thanks a million for joining us, Gav. That is Gavin McGaw, who runs McGaw Partners and the YouTube site Stories Behind Power and Reputation.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.